An inquest is underway into the death of a baby boy who died 5 days after he was born in St Luke's Hospital in Kilkenny. Our health correspondent Fergal Bowers is following the case. Fergal, tell us what happened to baby Lawrence.
Well, Gráinne and Lawrence Summers Sr. from Kilkenny, they're attending this inquest at the Dublin District Coroner's Court before Coroner Dr. Cronan Gallagher. And baby Lawrence Summers died on the 28th of January 2018, 5 days after his birth. And he was around 11 days overdue, and Gráinne Summers had an emergency caesarean section at St. Luke's Hospital in Kilkenny. Baby Lawrence went into fetal distress. He was transferred to a Dublin hospital for specialist cooling therapy. Sadly, several days later, care was withdrawn and he died. So Gráinne Summers told the inquest today that she was attending St. Luke's during this second pregnancy, and that when she attended the hospital for various checks, she was seen by a senior house officer but not a registrar or consultant. Indeed, she said she'd never seen a senior doctor for the entirety of her care. And then she said when she attended St. Luke's on the 22nd of January 2018, experiencing contractions, she was told these were Braxton Hicks contractions, so not really contractions, and was told to return the following day. And so she told the inquest she was in complete shock at being sent home, as she'd been previously advised that she would be induced that day. So when she went home the following morning, she was in a lot of pain, which increased in intensity. She went to the hospital and told that she was in labour, and it was decided the waters should be broken. So Miss Summers told the inquest that when her waters were broken, the room in the hospital erupted into a frenzy of panicked activity filled with several medical and midwifery staff, and she was told she's going to need an emergency caesarean section. She said she knew something was seriously wrong, but no one would really tell her anything, and she said the atmosphere was pretty terrible at that time.
The inquest also heard from the pathologist who carried out the post-mortem examination on baby Lawrence.
Yes, pathologist Professor John O'Leary, he told the inquest that he conducted the post-mortem examination, and he said this was a normal pregnancy, he said, up to the point of delivery. But he said there had been a profound hypoxic event at delivery. So on his post-mortem examination, he found that there was hypoxia, so that's a shortage of oxygen in the blood, and also cardiac ischemia, so that's a reduced ability of the heart muscles to pump blood. And he concluded the baby had experienced an episode of fetal distress.
Fergal, it's almost 4 years ago since baby Lawrence died. Why did it take that long for the inquest to begin?
Yes, I spoke to the family back in July, and of course COVID really, you know, for quite a large period of time, for many months, stopped inquest. It couldn't be held for public health reasons. Now, at the moment, I'm covering this inquest remotely, but I expect to be at it tomorrow. We're hoping it'll conclude tomorrow, but that has been one of the issues. And, you know, Gráinne did say that there, it's been a long 3 years and 6 months waiting to get answers, and the family hope to get closure now as to why a perfectly healthy baby boy died. And the coroner, you know, acknowledged that they'd waited a long time for this. And Gráinne Summers said in the witness box, "How could a normal pregnancy end up with us not taking our son home in a car seat and instead in a tiny white coffin?" The inquest will probably conclude tomorrow. We may get a verdict then.
Fergal, thank you. That's our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers. More on the news at one after this break.